This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Center of the universe is the DJV experience, Wednesday, 28th of February, tomorrow, 1st of March, and we'll see whether it goes in like a lion, comes out like a lamb. The forecast here where I am on the East Coast is for a beautiful day, and a couple of days, and wild weather over the weekend a little bit. Let's not forget, it's still winter, boys and girls, 21 days until the beginning of spring. Even though we kind of get it camouflaged by the beginning of the baseball season and all that other stuff, at this point, we become less and less interested in the change in seasons. I always love people who say, oh, I really enjoy living in areas of the country where there's the change of seasons. Really? Tell me about that when you're under 4 feet of snow, how wonderful that works for you. Let's get to some trending things. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. The trending things, Victoria, are, or not necessarily limited to, but they include the following.
The following. Well, the number one trending item on Twitter right now is Dick's Sporting Goods. They just went, the CEO, Ed Stack, just appeared on Good Morning America saying that in light of the Florida shooting, they will no longer be selling assault weapons at Dick's Sporting Goods stores. This is a big deal because they are the nation's largest sporting goods retailer. And so they've also raised the age. They will not sell any high capacity magazines or guns to people under 21. Now that's their own policy. That's going to be the store policy. That's not really, you know, based on a state or local law or federal law. So the CEO acknowledged that Nicholas Cruz had purchased a shotgun at one of the Dick's Sporting Goods stores in November. He was not able to actually use that gun in the shooting, but Ed Stack, the CEO, said it served as a catalyst, and it was a big realization moment that everyone at Dick's got together on the board and talked about it and just said, you know, they kind of felt like enough was enough. So that's one less avenue to be able to buy assault weapons.
Right. All right. What else? I have nothing to say about that other than it's something to do. It's a way of addressing it, and perhaps we don't look to government for a solution to this problem, at least part of it anyway. This is a privately held company, or maybe publicly traded, I'm not sure.
It might be public because they're really big, but
yeah,
still.
It is big, and so they've decided to do something. It's business. They'll make the decision. Most of these companies will make the decision not based necessarily on how it may feel to the public, but as good business. This is going to help. There are more people who want this to happen than who don't. Whether they make a lot of noise or not remains to be seen. But there are more people in the country, I think I saw yesterday, 76% want something done now. And so whatever that something is, we were talking earlier about building bulletproof rooms in schools and how that's being done, not on a large scale, but people are in school boards are saying, oh, maybe we ought to look at this, whatever the expense is it worth to protect the children, that sort of thing. Well, and this is another, and there'll be more and more of these things because people really are fed up with it at this point.
Yeah.
Enough people who have, you know, it's one thing to protect your rights. I certainly want to do that, but it gets to be foolish, and it has gotten foolish is probably the most gentle word I can use for it. It's pretty damned outrageous that this kind of stuff goes on. All right, so what else have you got?
And then a follow-up on the CDC doctor who vanished from his place of work. And it's
Timothy Cunningham was his name. Yeah,
it's been a few weeks now. And so there's no real update in the case. The only sad thing is for his parents. The police have called them four different times saying that a body has been found that most likely is Timothy's, and it hasn't been. Mm-hmm. So the parents have just gone through this horrible roller coaster of emotions, thinking they have closure, and then it's not their son. So they're still hopeful that their son will be found. At this point, there's all kinds of speculation. Was it suicide? Was he abducted? What happened? I know, Doug, you're sticking with alien abduction, but a $10,000 reward has been offered for any information
There's
on
an
him.
Employee at the CDC where he was working who made a sort of strange comment about what he was thinking. This person said, he told my husband to tell his wife, me, to erase his cell phone number from her cell phone. So why would he? He told, the lady's name is Viviana Torrey. So he told, Cunningham told Miss Torrey's husband to tell her to take his cell phone number from her cell phone. They both worked together at the Public Health Service, involved in working on Ebola and Zika.
Was this the
remedies.
Day that he disappeared, or in the weeks leading up to it?
Apparently just before. This is February 12th. He left, he said he was feeling mm-hmm. ill, and now he's been reported missing officially as of the 14th.
See, reading the stories, because the parents, the mom, in a kind of sad revelation, got a text message from him the morning that he disappeared at like 5:21 a.m., and he was just saying, mm-hmm. Are you awake? She wasn't awake, and her phone was on silent, so she didn't hear it. So, unfortunately, she was never able to speak to her son again. But his dad also said the day before, that Sunday, that they had had calls and text messages from him, and they were a little bit concerned about him, and he seemed to be going through some personal issues. He didn't reveal what the messages said, but it sounded to me like they were concerned kind of about his health and that he was, I mean, they didn't say he was going through depression or anything like that, but this whole thing sounds like suicide to me. But then there are other weird things where he left his dog at home.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of his stuff at home, and then he got, you know, his coworker, or whoever this, what did you say her name was, Viviana, or something, that she got that message from him. So I don't know, I just kind of wonder if something happened at work that day that caused him to leave early and say he was feeling sick, and that it pushed him over the edge or something. I just hope
it's a weird story.
All we're doing is speculating. It is just kind of strange that he's been missing for this much time, but he apparently is very close to his dog, you're right. Dog's name was Bo, and his father said he never leaves him unattended. He left his license at home, his phone at home, and his dog at home. So that's not a good sign. They've raised $10,000. Actually, they've raised $22,000 on a GoFundMe account that's aimed at trying to offer a reward and help to find him. So it is, that's one of the strange things in the world, Master Jack. Here's another person in the news, Joseph Yun. You know who Joseph Yun is?
Not a household name.
Nope. Joseph Yun was the U.S. Well, he was a Korean diplomat that was in the United States, the top diplomat, State Department's top diplomat in charge of North Korea, retiring. He's in his early 60s. Rex Tillerson took his resignation with regret, whatever that means. There are people who say that he didn't like what was going on, or perhaps it was the other way around in our trying to deal with North Korea. He said we could talk to them. Some people say we can't. Matter of fact, there are some who say that we blew the opportunity to talk to them. It's easy to criticize. I don't know what really is going on here, except that we're in a circumstance of discomfort and dis-ease that we ought not to be in. It's artificial. It's creating unhappiness. Come on. We're adults, for God's sakes. There's nobody anywhere around that can go talk to this guy. Well, either that or go shoot him or something. This is getting stupid. It's beyond getting stupid. We should be long beyond this kind of thing in a civilized world where there are a lot of intelligent people. The fact that we are living with this sort of discomfort and dis-ease because of this chump who's in North Korea, and we're not fixing it, says to me people don't want to fix it. It's not that we're not capable of fixing it. Of course we're capable of fixing most anything. We're the most advanced country on the planet. So we can't deal with somebody's issues, personal issues? Come on. This is getting asinine. Why do we have to be so uncomfortable? I don't like it that people wake up every day wondering if they're going to get nuked in Guam or nuked in Hawaii or nuked in wherever it is that those missiles can get to. It's time to put an end to this.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the other things that are going on, those bastards from North Korea that are selling all that stuff to the Syrians, the chemical weaponry and stuff, we can put a stop to that in 5 seconds if we want to. But the military-industrial complex doesn't want to because it's good for business. Scare everybody. Put everybody on defense. That's all. Everybody's got a little edge. You realize how few people in that industry control so much of the action of people around the world? How disquieting it is that stuff goes on. Oy. All right, another person in the news today is King Salmon.
Like the fish?
Maybe. This reminds me of a line from an old Amos and Andy show. I probably am dating myself with that. King Salmon is the king of Saudi Arabia. The new king.
Salmon.
S-A-L-M-A-N is how you pronounce the name. Salmon.
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 Like Salmon Rushdie.
King Salmon reshuffling his government, bringing new blood into positions of power, actually gave a woman a job in the government. Woo! Tamandar al-Rama. Lady in question, deputy minister of Saudi's Labor and Social Development Department. Only woman holding a deputy minister role in the Saudi government. Shakeup replaces several leaders of the country's top military brass. No reason given for the change. Hello. Duh. It's called becoming a part of the real world of 2018 or whatever year. What did I say the year was? I forgot. 4,585,230. This is the year of the Earth. 4,585,413,330. I think that was the year. Isn't really the year 2018 at all. That's just for convenience because we don't want to write all those other numbers down. You knew that, right, ladies? You're on board with me on that? You got
yep.
Yeah. Taking notes on
taking
it?
Taking notes. Yep.
Yeah. Taking notes. And man, listen, you got to have a little levity with all this other nutbird stuff going on. Hey, speaking of levity, let's have a couple of good commercials. 19 past the hour here on the DJV show.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master, right? The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while the choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Progressive, if you're a driver and you switch to Progressive, you save an average of $620 a year. Do you know that? Progressive is home insurance as well. Get your quote at Progressive.com. Progressive home insurance, Progressive car insurance, Progressive insurance committed to offering a streamlined shopping experience where home and auto can be bundled together. That's pretty progressive. Learn more at progressive.com or 800-PROGRESSIVE.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Well, Mama, she done told me, Papa done told me too. Son, that gal you fooling with, she ain't no good for you, but that's all right.
Uh-huh.
That's all right.
That's early all Sun right. Recording of the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis P. Presley. Actually, it's Elvis Aaron Presley. His daughter, Lisa, is in the news, and we checked that at 23 after the hour here on the DJV show. Victoria and Karen and I have the story of Lisa Marie. She doesn't like to be called Lisa. She likes to be called Lisa Marie. Her legal battles. She's suing her former manager, Barry Siegel, after a failed investment. She claims that Siegel, who ran the trust that Elvis left for her when he died, sold 85% of her interest in Elvis Presley Enterprises for $100 million. That sounds like a bad move to me.
Jeez.
It was done 13 years ago. Presley says in the document Siegel used the money from his sale to invest in Core Entertainment, which is the parent company of American Idol. Core went bankrupt in 2016, and as a result, she's lost $24 million. She said, quote, Siegel never provided Lisa with the required accounting at any time after the Core deal. That's what's in the court documents. Also, it says in there, Siegel reportedly led Lisa to believe that she was in good shape with her finances. She made headlines for her financial she was divorced from Michael Lockwood. I don't know much about that. She's been married three times, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And apparently this guy cleaned her out. She claimed in a court document she was $16 million in the hole. She owes
$10
million.
Apparently she had taken her credit cards and, I guess, yeah, spent hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, bad dude. Presley owes $263,000 in professional fees, $47,000 credit card deal. This is terrible to bring this up and rake her over the coals in the public. But that's what happens when you declare bankruptcy. All that stuff becomes public information. Anyway, she's in bad shape, and it looks like she's had some bad guys around her, whatever karma that is.
You know what's weird, though? I was looking into some of this. My mom and I were actually talking about this over the weekend, and she only gets $4,000 a month from the Elvis Presley Enterprise, from the estate, like the trust that her dad left her. That's not a lot of money.
Well, he's run all the rest of it out. She's getting it. It's investment. If you invest that at 5, 6, 7, 8%, conservatively, let's say you've got $60 million and you invest it at the returns 5 percent. That's $3 million a year. And that, if you break it down over a monthly, you know, figure it out, a couple, $300,000 a month. So, you know, if that money's gone, then you don't have much left in the investment. So that's why the throw off is only going to be $4,000 a month. That's not coming from Elvis. That's coming from the returns of the investments.
Mm. I guess, I don't know how it's set up, but Priscilla Presley, cause from what I had read...
A lot of dough.
Yeah, that she was very, very smart with uh-huh. Elvis's estate and the name and the likeness and all
yep.
that stuff. And that I think the estate is worth over $100 million, the Elvis Presley Enterprises.
More than that. So here's my theory. You want to know what my theory is?
Yes.
The mother is advising her daughter. She's been married three times to three bad dudes who have ripped her off.
Yeah. Well, so, Michael Jackson didn't, I guess. They were fine.
No,
they were friendly
they were
afterwards.
Okay. Yeah. Right. But the other two guys ripped her off.
Yes.
So what she's done under her mother's advice is to limit her exposure. You can't tell me that the mother isn't slipping her a Mickey here or there or helping her out.
You would think, right?
Yeah. That's what's going on because the mother and daughter are pretty close.
Yeah.
So, all right, music news here. Florida Georgia Line going to host a free Nashville concert with the Tennessee Titans. Their high energy live show in the streets in Nashville in the early spring. They're currently enjoying a crossover hit with the collaboration Meant to Be. They're going to join the Titans in hosting a free concert April the 4th. So that's those of you who are followers of fashion there. They got a lot of music that's in the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart. They've done well. And so this is a good way for them to get a little bit more exposure. So good for them. Good cause. 28 after the hour.
In today's automotive news, do you want a classic Aston Martin in your driveway? Well, automotive time travel is possible. Aston Martin have recreated a brand new version of its 1959 Le Mans competitor, the DB4 GT. This brand new factory fresh car's design is 60 years old. Every single part is interchangeable with the original specifications. The car is a jump back in history, but brand new and sure to be a collector's item. But order now as they're going fast. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing.
IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
After the hour here on the exciting DJV experience, Wednesday, the 28th of February. I'm Doug with Victoria and Kara. Jen not in the picture because of the event. I guess in summary, Victoria, she was the host of a debate between the likely Republican candidate for governor in California. It's the first debate between them, and it was an honor for her to get that. It was kind of neat for her to be in that position. But then
it's a big deal. It was covered by local TV. She was very excited and a little bit nervous. I sent her a text last night before it started, just wishing her luck. And, you know, she was very excited about it. And it's a shame that it kind of got derailed.
Well, it got derailed in the sense that they were protesters. This is typical California. Nobody who, if you don't think in the group speak or group think, then you're not allowed. And so they tried. And this is what's going on everywhere. It's kind of distressing and. But the other side of it is it's good because it's healthy in a sense because there's more than one point of view. And in this circumstance, the minority point of view in California got a lot of attention because of what the majority thinkers were doing to try to shut down the debate. So they got locked into the arena where they were having the debate. I guess it was over by the time the protesting was going on and the police just felt it was safer to lock them into the arena, and that's what they did. So they couldn't get out for a while. as I understand it anyway, and so we'll see how the news media treats that. Speaking of the news media, there's a new trade group that has been formed called the News Media Alliance. It's actually a pact. This is the first time this has ever been done. 2,000 newspapers and other news organizations are launching this political action committee to raise money to fight their big issues. One of them is, well, in essence, if I were to boil them both down, it's a safe harbor attempt to compete against Google and Facebook, and also to stop Canadian newsprint tariffs. They're having to pay a lot of money for a newspaper. And one of the ways I have learned, this would be a subject for another time, you'll hear on the American Family Farmer Show podcast, the next one that's up after the one we have that's there currently, in a few days it'll be available. One of the things that's being done in America to combat the news, most of the newspaper, most of the paper now in our country is being produced in Canada, not here. I was in Madison, Wisconsin yesterday and the day before, and they were one of the big paper producers in our country, and both the paper mills have been shut down because the Canadians are running all of the newsprint, and anybody else who's making paper, run them out of business. So,
Well,
a lot of trees in the Northwest as well. A lot of trees everywhere. We have more trees in our country now than we ever have. But the Canadians have made a big business out of it.
That's not true, but okay, I know what you mean.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is true. There is more open space with trees on it now than was the case in the Civil War era. You can check that in any number of cases. Of the farm, I don't want to get distracted because I'm not going where I want to go, but there are more trees in this country now than there were in the Civil War, at the end of the Civil War. I'll tell you how that happens, but let me go back to the hemp discussion that I was about to bring to the surface. I spent 2 days at a family farmer retreat aimed at helping family farmers survive. As you know, most of you, I'm a family farmer. I've been a dairy farmer, been around cows all my life, and it's becoming very difficult for dairy farmers and other farmers to make it because of the commodities markets and international trade and NAFTA and all this other stuff. Anyway, the bottom line is that there's this revival of the use of hemp, growing hemp, the really ignorant stuff that surrounds what people think hemp is all about because they think hemp is marijuana and it's not. Anyway, the idea of using hemp to make paper is where I was going. That's talking about newsprint and what it costs to buy newsprint. This whole move of growing hemp in our country and what it's all about medicinally as far as food is concerned. But they're making boards, hemp boards, that will last forever. And they're also making hemp paper and cards and that sort of thing so that you're not going to have to cut down any more trees.
Well, hemp clothing is...
Clothing, they've been using...
Woody Harrelson, 20 years ago, was wearing hemp clothing, and he was a big proponent of that. But bed sheets, towels... Yeah. I have towels that are the softest material, and they're made from hemp. And our bed sheets are...
Big
one
business.
Of the sets of bed sheets is hemp.
I'm telling you, Victoria, it's going to be a big business.
I think you should... I've been saying for a while, I think you should totally do it. Beyond the medicinal oils and stuff, the actual fabrics and everything else you can make...
This is what we've fallen into, this maniacal gap in our country where we think because somebody told us that it's bad, it's like raw milk.
Mm-hmm.
What I encounter with that. There's nothing healthier for you than raw milk. It is raw food at its essence. And with hemp that was grown as a crop that could survive in almost any weather. After the Dust Bowl and the Depression, 29, 30, 31, in that era there when people were out where you couldn't grow anything else, you could grow hemp. And then, because of our, and this is something I firmly believe, because of the backlash after the Civil War and the growing mistrust of black Americans, the powers that be were convinced or able to convince government that black people were using marijuana and hemp, and it was bad for everybody, so we should outlaw it because blacks were using it. So that's what took place in 1932-33, the growing of hemp and marijuana was used to be legal, and then it was made illegal. And it wasn't until 1938 the government came back to the former hemp growers and said, we've got to have you grow as much as you can because we need it for the war effort, we need it for the ropes, and we need it for clothing, all the things we were just talking about that were necessary to help the war effort. So until 1946, hemp was grown all over the place. And then after that, the nutbirds who thought, you know, the blacks were smoking it and it was bad for everybody and they can't let them get away with that, so they made it illegal again. So 75 years between then and now have been able to grow hemp, and now people are waking up and say, what are you talking about? Why can't we grow hemp? So there's a big push on to grow hemp and to use it for all of the things that it's good for. So we'll have that story on the American Family Farmer Show podcast, but I thought you would like to have that update on how, and I'm off on this tangent because of we're talking about the newspaper business, and I didn't realize that there was an issue, but it's a big issue because they say one of the reasons that the newspaper's going out of business is because it costs so much to buy the paper to print the newspaper on. I don't know that that's really true. I just think that people are using devices now. They don't need to have a newspaper in their hand. So anyway, it is pretty interesting to see how this all shakes out. It's 42 minutes past the hour. In a few moments, we're going to concentrate on the Oscars coming up this weekend in a way that it isn't about the best. This is about the worst. The Razzies are focus after these words.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
44 after the hour now on the DJV Experience. So we know the Oscars are this weekend. How many of you remember what the Razzies are all about? We've invited John Wilson, who is the founder of the Razzie Awards, to give us the nominations for not the best picture, the best actress, the best actor, the best supporting actor and actresses, but the worst. Let's see if we agree with his picks. John Wilson, founder, creator of the Golden Raspberry Awards here. Nice to have you on board, John.
Good morning. We actually have a voting membership of about 1,000 and some people all across the world. We have members in every U.S. state except Montana. We're not sure what they have against us. And this is based on a list we gave them to vote from, but this is actually voted by a fairly large group of people.
So who are these people that are doing the voting? You've given us numbers, but who are they?
They are an interesting mix of people who work in the business. I myself used to be a publicist and copywriter. Mm-hmm. People who cover the business, journalists, critics, that kind of thing. And then the bulk of the voting membership are actually regular moviegoers who paid a small fee to be voting members.
Really?
And this is, And this is their opinion. They sometimes pick stuff I wouldn't necessarily have chosen. Mm-hmm. But this year for Worst Picture, they have picked an interesting and eclectic list. Baywatch, the remake of the old Jiggle TV show. emoji movie, an entire film based on those little icons that smile or cry in text messages. 50 Shades Darker, which is part of a trilogy. The third one just came out. The Mummy, which, why are they remaking that? And we're calling it Transformers 17, The Last Night. That franchise has finally worn out the welcome here in the U.S. It still does pretty well foreign.
All right, so I'm a big movie. I'm a big movie goer. I go sometimes when I'm in Los Angeles. I spend much of Friday and Saturday. I think on a recent weekend I saw six movies, and I've seen many of these. I won't go to see the Transformer kind of movies or the really crude, bloody, eerie movies. I don't go to see that stuff. But I think it depends on what your the qualifications for best and worst. I thought Baywatch was quite watchable, frankly. And 50 Shades Darker, it's the only one of those 50 Shades movies I've seen. It was quite watchable. Wouldn't give you a nickel for The Mummy. And the Emoji Movie, I'm not the audience for that in the first place. But do you think, John, with your experience in doing this now for a number of years, that there ought to be more mainstream movies in consideration for either best or worst?
Well, we try to not pick on the stuff that didn't have a budget, didn't have a star, didn't have a chance in heck of going anywhere.
Yeah.
I do very strongly feel, and when the Academy expanded their Best Picture list to, I think they allow, if enough movies get votes, they can have even a dozen contenders.
Yeah, they do now, yes. Right.
I do wish they had more mainstream stuff in their list, because basically what they're saying is the movie-going public doesn't have good taste.
Right.
The one that I like to point to that I absolutely enjoyed, a few years back, the very first of the most recent redo of the Star Trek movies, J.J. Abrams' very first one of those.
Yeah.
It was a critical hit. It was a box office hit. It was a good movie. And they, as they do every year, they nominated for technical awards like sound editing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's interesting, but the general public doesn't pay attention to sound editing.
All right, let's talk about worst actress and actor. Who's on your list for that at the Razzies?
All right. This year's worst actress choices include Katherine Heigl in Unforgettable, Dakota Johnson in 50 Shades Darker, Jennifer Lawrence in Mother, Tyler Perry in Boo 2, A Madea Halloween, which I'm pretty sure is his 10th appearance as that character, and Emma Watson in a thing called The Circle that, even though it co-starred Tom Hanks, was a box office bomb. Worst actor, Tom Cruise in The Mummy. I do not know what he's doing in that. Johnny Depp
getting
for his 8th or 9th appearance.
Yeah.
In Pirates of the Caribbean, Jamie Dornan in 50 Shades Darker, Zac Efron in Baywatch, and Mark Wahlberg has two titles. Our rules say if you're in more than one crummy movie, we will list all of them. He's in both Daddy's Home 2 and Transformers The Last Night.
Mm-hmm. Well, Daddy's Home 2 was filmed in part in my hometown, but it wasn't a great. I find not so much Mark Wahlberg, but where is, what's his face, that clown?
Will Ferrell, you don't like.
Ferrell, I don't like him at all. He should be in that list.
Mel Gibson is awful in that movie.
He has been in the past. I believe he and, Nicole Kidman won Worst Screen Combo for that awful remake of Bewitched.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of things that you wonder why they get greenlit or why there's money involved in them, but somebody's going to see them. All right, so if you want to see the complete list of the Razzies, the winners, nominees, etc., worst picture, worst actress, actor, supporting actor and actress, etc., etc., check out Razzies, R-A-Z-Z-I-E-S, Razzies.com, 10 before the hour here in the DJV show.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The music from Footloose, in case you don't remember it. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with movie news and views. Chucker, why do we have Footloose? Footloose! Why do we have that playing?
Believe it or not, I like it. Why not? No, I'm just kidding. Believe it or not, that movie came out 34 years ago this week. February 27th, 1984, Footloose hit theaters.
Wow.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Certainly does. We just
the role went to Kevin Bacon, but originally producers wanted Tom Cruise because they really liked him in Risky Business. He had a scheduling conflict, so couldn't do it. And then they went to Rob Lowe, who was set to do it, had a minor injury, so they were looking for another actor. Like Kevin Bacon's work in a movie called Diner, if you remember that movie, really good ensemble film. So they went with Bacon. Now, Bacon had the lead role offered to him in John Carpenter's Christine, which is a horror film based on a Stephen King novel, took a chance on doing this, a screen test for Footloose, passed on Christine, wound up getting Footloose, and that really made him a star, I think, in the business.
I think you may be right. Yeah, maybe you're right about that. Okay, so we've got that in perspective. We just had the fellow that runs the Razzie Awards on. I'm going to go through some of the movies that are up for Razzie Awards with you in just a moment after this.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
All right, 56 past the hour here on the DJV show. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is with Victoria and Karen and me, and we're focused on these Razzie Awards, like Worst Picture. They announce the nominees, like with the Oscars, and then
right.
the day of the Oscars, they'll announce the winners. Up for Worst Picture, Baywatch, The Emoji Movie, 50 Shades Darker, The Mummy, and Transformers 17, or whatever it is. That's
probably not bad choices, though. Even though I'm not a big fan of the Razzies, I think some of it they get wrong. A lot of that, not so good.
What do you mean? A lot of those movies are no good, or you don't like the Razzies because...
No, I think some of those movies they picked are not that good, but I think the Razzies in general... A little bit over the top, and what they pick is not as bad as...
The Baywatch movie wasn't bad at all. I didn't find the Baywatch movie to be objectionable. I like silly.
I thought that was it did what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Yeah. Exactly what it was supposed to do. Yeah. All right, so Worst Actress, Katherine Heigl for Unforgettable. I'm trying to even remember. Wasn't that a sort of a horror movie, or wasn't she a...
I didn't see it, so I can't comment, but does she gets a bad... a lot of people are not too fond.
Well, she's very difficult to work with.
I think she's difficult, but she's fairly talented, though.
Yeah. Dakota Johnson was nominated for the 50 Shades.
That's not fair. I don't think that's fair.
And Jennifer Lawrence for Mother? Nah. Tyler Perry plays a woman in the Madea movie, so...
That's an easy target.
Yeah, it is an easy target. Tom Cruise... Worst Actor for The Mummy, Johnny Depp for Pirates, Jamie Dornan for 50 Shades, Zac Efron for Baywatch, and Wahlberg for Daddy's Home 2 and the Transformer movie. What do you think about that list?
It's piling on.
We actually just saw Daddy's Home 2 two nights ago.
Yeah.
I couldn't even finish it. It was so bad. But I didn't think Mark Wahlberg was actually the worst part of it.
No,
he
wasn't.
It was just a bad movie.
Yeah.
It was no story, you know?
Framingham. The first part of it was all shot in Framingham.
I was looking for that, too.
Here's an interesting one if you like the Die Hard franchise. Bruce Willis was on Jimmy Fallon last night promoting Death Wish and said after the interview he was flying to Los Angeles to take a look at the script to his sixth entry in the Die Hard franchise. Says it's going to happen, so I hope it does. I really want him to make one last good Die Hard film.
Yeah, and who's in it? Sam Jackson, maybe?
Well, it's speculation. I don't know. There's a couple different storylines that they might go with. The one that they choose is not beneficial as of yet. I'd love to see Sam Jackson back with him, though.
Yeah, they're a good pair, good combination. I bet you this Die Hard movie will do better than you think it's going to, even under the current sort of...
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.